Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Angela Heck is a full-time intuition coach. Her goal is to support women entrepreneurs in running their businesses with more ease, helping them use their intuition to make better decisions and growing their self-confidence. She's been guided by her intuitive abilities since she was born. As a kid, she easily connected with animals, nature, and other living beings, including the universe. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Leanne, to the invitation. And I'm just looking forward to answer all your questions.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yes, please.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Right now, I am in my third year of having my own company. And it's this in-between entrepreneur moment when you're like, okay, I go forward, or I go and get another job. It's this, I think it's this, to everyone I speak, it's exactly the same position. It's, they say in the third year, it was the moment I had to decide. And I actually dreamed that I'm just going on, everything's going to be fine. And since I've decided all is good, everything's rolling. So I'm just enjoying the fact that my hard way is working out.
Oh, I love it. Excellent. Good to know, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's exciting. All right. So where have you been? What's actually your story to get to this point?
I'm pretty sure nearly everybody in this world knows the story from Heidi, the Swiss girl in the Alps. And I'm having a kind of a similar story regarding the part where I was grown up. I grew up in the countryside. We had a lot of animals, but I had the luck to be in a really nice family. So it's not really Heidi, but it's kind of like that. Just picture it like that. And I was always gifted in being different, to be in touch with humans, with beings, whatever. Animals doesn't make a difference. And while on my journey to become an adult and going to work, I figured I take care of others in a different way than I was supposed to work-wise. And at a certain point, I had a wake-up call, and I was like, wait a second. Change something and do what you really want to do. And I did it.
Yeah. So that wake-up call sounds like a tipping point. So what was the tipping point for change that actually happened to make you go, okay, I'm going off in a different direction?
I had a car accident with my dad in the car, and we actually took a cab. And when we entered the cab, I had the first message, don't do it. Something's not okay. And then shortly before we had a car accident, I really had a clear information, stop the car. And I was like, oh, come on. I was about 18 years old. And I thought, no, you can't tell your, you know, dad and the cab driver to stop the car because I know that I should stop the car. That's not the reason. Yeah. After flying in a car, I know I should have done it. And it was really like a wake up, like, okay, listen to what you get. Because there is a reason that you get disinformation.
Do you have that, like you said, it happened when you were 18. Have you had that happen along your journey now?
I have this little bumps there just giving me, because after the accident, I accepted much easier information than before. So when they're like, okay, you're not listening clearly, I start to forget things. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Thanks for the information. I'm back on track again, which is kind of nice. It's not anymore a big bump, but it's a little hint.
Yeah. So what, are they like lightning bolt moments to you, or do you have like slow rumbles leading up to something going, hey, then you suddenly realize it's been trying to tell you something?
I can tell you a story that just happened to me recently. I live downtown, the old town, and we have to put out the paper, the old paper to take away. And I put that out, drove my car away, went to my office and had no key in my pocket. And I always have my keys with me. And I went back home, checked my apartment, figured there is no key on my door lock. And then I got out again of the house, and then I saw my keys lying on the paper, on the street, in the city, with everything on my address. My address was on these papers. So if someone would have found the key, they could have found my apartment immediately. And that was one of the message, like, okay, you got to take a break and breathe. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of messages happened to me.
So along the way, like you said now that you have been 3 years into, you know, having your own business, have you had challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Yeah, of course. Totally. Yeah, there were moments when I was like, why the hell am I doing that? I'm working more than before. Well, I worked more than before. I have no fixed vacation. In Switzerland, we are very lucky as employees. We have good, well, for vacation, you have a fixed salary and by the end of the month. And I was like, why the hell did I give that up? From time to time, that was coming. And I think that's natural and it's healthy that I reflect, do I really want to do what I do? And that was always the answer, yes, I really want to do what I do. And it just strengthens your connection to your own heart way. Yeah.
So you said you knew what you wanted to do. Is it like a big vision though? What keeps you going? Like, I know you have these challenges on the way when you become an entrepreneur. We know that. But what keeps you going? Like, is it a big vision?
Yeah. Some people think it's a huge vision. Some people think it's a totally doable vision. And I just think that's my vision. And the size doesn't matter. I have a big vision to build a supporting place for animals, humans in a whole connection. I am very much into this holistic thinking that, you know, we have to be together. We have to support each other so things can grow and really change. And that's also one of the reasons how I met you, because through Stacey's 1000 Ripple Effects, which is awesome. I think ideas like that with connecting people to support others is just what I want to achieve and what I would love to build for, not only for me, to be honest, it's for everyone who likes to enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is a great project, isn't it? 1000 Ripple Effects. There's so many different messages that you could give to those, well, not really children, I suppose they're teens, aren't they, in that demographic that she's picked. But it's just such an exciting thing to put out there and be involved in.
I must admit, I think I will definitely get the book for adults too as a gift, because when you have 1000 different stories from 1000 different people, there is for sure at least one that is helping right now in the situation you're at. And it's not only about the young age. I think it's also useful in any stage you're in at your life.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. All right. So what about ignition points? So you said you've gone along here now, you got your 3-year point. Have you had a time when things have really started taking off for you? Are you still waiting for that to happen?
It's actually in the flow. It's like slowly but surely building up. It's my decision that it's not going like super quick, because I decided to do it in my way. Mm. I'm not really into this. I call it hardcore launching because I do part offline and online business. And some of my friends do this typical launch we know online. And sometimes I'm just fed up with all the emails. And I said, how can I launch the way that I don't like to have, you know, yet to get like 100 emails a day? It feels like 100. It's not that many.
Yeah.
It starts to grow steady and through referrals mainly. But I figured that's a really good quality and that's the way how I like to do it.
Yeah, I like it. So what new possibilities have opened up to you now that you are in business?
For example, yesterday it was Swiss National Day and I was invited to a party and I sat at a bench and I just started to talk to some guy and we figured, oh, we're a perfect match business-wise. It's like what he is doing, he is in a similar field like me, but he's more focused on big companies. I'm more focused on small companies or one-on-one coaching. And that's how it happens at the moment. It's really like I just bump into people literally on places where I don't expect them or anything like this. And this just shows me I'm on the right way. And that makes it so easy because I just have to go out, show my face and be open to what I do and tell people what I do and it grows.
Yeah, I love that. So what's exciting about the future for you?
How to explain a feeling? Wait a second. it's this knowledge that the more people become more conscious in their lives, no matter if children or adults, that their life quality is raising like into superpower kind of. Because I see all the people who already are on the journey and the change they have without giving in more energy, actually. They just become more themselves and they're automatically more energetic. They're happier. They're open to new things. And the whole thing of being encroaching in our times or just thinking, oh, someone has something I don't like. It's just drops off of those people because we are not by nature like that. Totally no.
Yeah.
And this just makes me like excited.
Well, that's it. It does, doesn't it? Like that really makes things exciting to look forward to, you know, to get more of that. What about personally? What's exciting in the future for you?
I just have the privilege that I can go on doing what I love to do. And I'm not into like this one way. I have to just go down the street. No, if I find another way that I think right now that's my way, I can just take a journey. And if it's a detour, it's a detour. If it's not, it's not. It's totally fine. It just matches my life. And I think that's a privilege when I look into my future. That's just awesome. And another thing I have is I'm absolutely not scared. I don't know why I have this. I have no idea where it's coming from because in the country we are at here in Switzerland, we have insurances more than I can count. But I just know I am carried by the universe. Not that I'm not aware of the fact that I have to take care of it. I cannot just sit down and be like, yeah, the universe takes care of me. That's a bit naive in my opinion. But I just know I'm safe. And that's such a privilege. And I'm so looking forward to live a life like that. I mean, that's just like, I think that's worth more than money in my life.
Yeah, that's a beautiful place to be. All right, let's do a change in pace and do the speed round.
Oh, so okay. I'm Swiss. People outside of Switzerland say we're slow, so speed round Swiss-wise.
That's totally fine. Not so speedy, this one, so it's all good. What's your favorite book?
Va dove ti porta il cuore. It's an Italian book and it's called Go Where Your Heart Belongs To.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a bit old, but it's awesome.
Yeah. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
My dad, because he showed me unconditional love.
Yeah.
That's something that I've never seen afterwards.
Oh, that's beautiful. What daily ritual works best for you?
Getting up and having a coffee and just breathing for 5 minutes. That's something that's really important.
Yeah, I love that. The calm before it all happens.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite food?
I have lots of favorite foods, but something that I even ate in summer in Switzerland, it's fondue. I eat hot cheese in summer. I love it.
Wow. Hot cheese in summer, that's a new one for me.
Yeah, that's actually even Swiss is said, are you sure you're eating fondue in summer? And I'm like, yeah, I'm totally into that. I love fondue.
Do you like the country or the city?
I love both. I don't decide between. I have the privilege in Switzerland. We have country and city within 20 minutes drive.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
I prefer both. I don't want to decide.
Fair enough. Do you have a piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
Please put your hand on your heart when you're not sure what you want or where you're at. It's one of the easiest things to do. And people don't look that, you know, when you put a hand on your heart, people don't look at you that you're weird or something. It's just an easy trick to put your thoughts from brain comes automatically down to where your hand's at. And when your hand is on your heart, you're in your inner self and your inner wisdom. And that's where you can always trust yourself. Just put your hand on the heart. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, I do. What about if you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I wouldn't do anything different. Everything's part of my journey. What I would tell myself, be a bit more patient to yourself and less judging towards yourself. I was very hard on myself. I guess that's the only thing, but I would not change a thing otherwise.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time tonight, Angela. I really appreciate you telling us your story. So would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yeah, please. Thank you very much for having me. And if anyone would like to contact me, the easiest is to go to angelaheck.com. And there, when you click on work with me, there is a little button there. You can contact me directly for free. And I'm just looking forward to connect with whomever feels like. And thank you so much for having me in the podcast.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Igniters, Angela has a beautiful soul. Her advice to put your hand on your heart when you're not sure where you are ensures you get out of your head and into your heart. If you want to contact Angela, go to angelaheck.com. For finding out more how to put balance into your life so you're calm, grounded and centered to be able to handle whatever life throws at you, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.